Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we that on what is servant here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affection, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker and all members, the time is past 10. I move that we suspend SO 5 to commend the business of the House.
Any seconder?
So second, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable members, I'm sure that there is no counter motion. So all those in favour of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, this is in connection with item 3, item 2.
Item 2 or 3? Item 1 is prayers.
Yes.
Item 3, 2? Or item 2 or item 3? Which of the items are you referring to?
Item 2, Mr. Speaker, please.
Item 2.
Before you, I want to request that because of some technical reasons, we can run out of the most of proceedings.
So we skip item 2.
Yes, please.
Proceed, Mr. Clerk.
Government motion. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it's not true. We don't go from last week. Yesterday.
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, be it resolved that this honourable House ratify the following agreements which were laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 19 September 2017. 1. Articles of Association, Africa 50, Project Finance, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $3 billion United States dollars and an issued share capital of $632,223,000 United States dollars, adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on 29th July 2015. 2. Articles of Association, Africa 50, Project Development, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $500 million United States dollars and an issued share capital of $73,791,000 United States dollars, adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on the 29th July 2015. And 3, financing agreements, additional financing for the Public Financial Management Improvement and Consolidation Project, and amendments to the original financing agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association, dated 27th July 2017, credit number 6078 and grant number 5350SL. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in an effort to save time, I wish to appeal to honorable members to move the motion for the ratification of the two articles of association and agreement, if permission is granted.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Africa 5050 is an innovative platform created by the African Development Bank 2 years ago for transformational change in infrastructure development and financing in Africa. It was incorporated in Casablanca and is legally and financially independent. The main objective of Africa 5050 is to contribute to sustainable economic and social development of Africa through infrastructure by, one, becoming the leading strategic investor in commercially viable and financially attractive public-private partnership infrastructure projects in Africa. Two, increasing the number of bankable private and PPP infrastructure projects in Africa, raising significant capital from public, that is government and government related, and private sources, with private funds significantly exceeding public funds over time, and tapping long-term savings from within and outside the continent by creating an asset class attractive to institutional investors. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Africa 50 has two separate companies, namely Project Development and Project Finance, and has three classes of investors: the African states, the international financial institution, and pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, and private sector entities. A total capital.
Mr. Minister, continue. Algali.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Africa 50 has two separate companies, namely Project Development and Project Finance, and has three classes of investors: the African states, the international financial institutions, and pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, and private sector entities, with a target capital of $3 billion. Africa 5050 is an independent institution with its own governance framework and decision-making rules. However, the African Development Bank will continue to provide strategic support as a major shareholder, particularly through the board of directors, which is chaired by its president. Both institutions seek to leverage their respective competitive advantages and develop synergies to speed up the provision of infrastructure in Africa. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Africa 50 is in a unique position to facilitate infrastructure development, since it is financed and supported by its African shareholder governments and the African Development Bank. It can thus act as a bridge between the public and private sectors, helping to eliminate bottlenecks, both private projects and public-private partnership, speeding up projects implementation. Excuse me. Moreover, since the government of Sierra Leone will largely invest equity on a strategic minority investors, government will always leverage funds from other investors. However, we cannot do this alone. So we rely on the cooperation of our partners. This includes the multilateral development banks and institutional and private investors, as well as private companies that take the lead in structuring these projects. This is in line with Pillar 4 of the Agenda for Prosperity. Africa 50-50 is a new platform to complement the financing of infrastructure by the African Development Bank, other multilateral development banks, and private investment funds. Despite increased investment in infrastructure in Africa, there is still a large funding gap. Moreover, the project development phase for infrastructure projects is too long, and very limited resources are allocated to infrastructure projects development given the needs. Africa 50 accelerates the provision of infrastructure by speeding up both project development and financing. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, tough economic times should be an impetus for action rather than break. Since most infrastructure projects have both long development phase and a long life span, the vagaries of economic and commodity cycles cannot be allowed to influence actions. In fact, improved infrastructure will allow African countries to diversify their economies away from commodities and to add more value to goods they export, making them less dependent on commodity and economic cycles. Africa 50 follows a proven private sector-based business model. It is in a position to recruit top managers and investment officers with substantial infrastructure and private sector experience. Also, despite the economic downturn, African governments and the African Development Bank recognized the importance of infrastructural development and added to the initial capital, which now stands at $800 million, and we grow further. The project pipeline has also developed nicely, and the first investment is in Nigeria, financing the development of an 80 megawatt solar power plant with Norwegian partners. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Constitutive General Assembly of the founding shareholders took place in July 2015 in Casablanca, with around 700 million in initial capital subscription from 20 African states, including Sierra Leone, with a share capital subscription of $2 million, and the African Development Bank. 90% of the financial pledges were earmarked for project financing, and the remainder for project development. At the first annual general meeting in July 2016, two more African governments and two central banks joined Africa 50. More sovereign shareholders are expected to join, and fundraising from infrastructure institutional investors is being launched. Capital should reach 1 billion in 2017, and the mid-term target has been raised to $3 billion. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'll now move on to the additional financing agreement for the public financial management improvement and consolidation project. Honorable members, we recall that in 2014, this Honorable House ratified a financing agreement. The grant number is 5350, in the amount of $123 million to co-finance the implementation of the public financial management improvement and consolidation project. I take this opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to inform this Honorable House that the implementation of the project is ongoing, and that the World Bank, under the International Development Association, has provided an additional financing or special drawing rights, which is equivalent to $10 million, to continue the implementation of this project. The objective of the Public Financial Management Improvement and Consolidation Project is to improve the budget planning and credibility, financial control, accountability, and oversight in government finances in Sierra Leone through strengthening institutional capacity for the delivery of an effective public financial management and oversight. The project consists of the following parts. One, strengthening budget, financial, procurement, and taxation systems. Two, improving public financial management oversight and accountability oversight. And three, public financial management reform, coordination, and project management. This project is strategically relevant to the overall budget process, procurement, public financial management, taxation, oversight, and accountability systems, with an overarching objective of improving and promoting transparency in public financial management systems in Sierra Leone. These additional finances is urgently needed, as it will cover the financing gap created in the original project due to the exit of key donor partners from the project. It will also consolidate the gains that have already been made over time in the improvement of public financial management. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the expected benefits of this project are to improve and strengthen the budget process, procurement, taxation, and overall public financial management system, both at national and local levels. This will happen through enhanced efficiency and transparency in public procurement, improve revenue accounting systems within the National Revenue Authority, greater openness, and the use of open and big data for enhanced development results. These activities, in general, will improve public engagement and oversight, which will contribute to the overall objective of enhancing fiscal discipline, strategic allocation of resources, and efficient delivery. The targeted beneficiaries are citizens, both national and local levels. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the principal of the credit will be repaid over a period of 32 years in 64 semi-annual installments after a grace period of 6 years, commencing from the date of this agreement. The maximum commitment charge rate payable by government on the withdrawn financing balance shall be 0.5% per annum. The service charge payable by government on the withdrawn credit balance shall be equal to 0.75% per annum. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, considering the importance which this government attaches to infrastructure, and therefore the establishment of Africa 50 infrastructural funds, which can finance infrastructural development, and given the importance of the additional financing of the public financial management group, I now move that this Honorable House ratify the following Articles of Association, an agreement which we are laid on the table of this Honorable House, Tuesday, 19th September 2017. 1. Articles of Association, Africa 50 Project Finance, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $3 billion United States dollars and an issued share capital of $632,223,000 United States dollars, adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on the 29th July 2015. 2. Articles of Association, Africa 50, Project Development, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $500 million United States dollars and an issued share capital of $73,791,000 United States dollars, adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on the 29th July 2015. And 3, financing agreement additional financing for the public financial management improvement and consolidation project and amendments to the original financial agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association, dated 27th July 2017, credit number 6078 and grant number 5350 SL. I thank you for your attention.
Honourable members, the question is that this Honourable House ratify the Articles of Association and Agreement which were laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 19th September 2017, and read out by the Minister. Shall I put the question again? So I'll get the two leaders to talk. No, the majority leader is coming. He's just talking as chairman finance. Then you will wrap up.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm going to be very brief. I want to say that I'll support the position of the Minister of Deputy Minister of Finance before us.
So thank you very much.
There is on no all three. Say. I wouldn't go further, but I want to refresh or perhaps remind the minister here, if I may ask the minister to give us a profile of what he intends to do with this funding. Because up until this time, you've not been able to give us the financial regulations since we passed the PFM Act. We're still waiting for it. May I ask of you to give us a profile of what you want to do with the funding here? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Minority Leader. Give him the mobile mic.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Leader, you should be prepared, eh? After him, it's you.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, there is no agreement better than such agreements. We on this side go and bring more of them in the next 2.5 months. Because we'll be enjoying them, we'll take over them as you did to us in 2007. We brought them, you are enjoying them, and you are not paying any grace to us. We shall pay you equally, because we will enjoy the benefits of these agreements come 6 months from now. I thank you.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Order, order.
My brother has just come from the oracles, I suppose. But I think the oracles have given him the wrong information. You are going to be drastically disappointed. We wish we will continue in this spirit and see a very credible elections. You would, however, be disappointed with the results of that election, because your presumptuous anticipation of going into the saddle of leadership will not materialize with the support of the people. Having set the pace, we wish to continue the development process in this country. And I'm very seriously impressed by this development and the initiative of the African countries, because they are now looking back at their own local resources to generate funds for the development of Africa. This is a very laudable gesture, and we hope the practice will continue to generate resources needed for our development. Mr. Honorable Members, I'm impressed with the very short contribution by the acting minority leader. That is indeed very uncharacteristic of him. And having said that, I want to also follow his pace and to say that we ratify the agreements that are before us, because these are agreements that have absolutely no criticisms. Rather, they are going to set the pace for the development of the rest of Africa. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
Mr. Minister, if you are prepared to answer the question, you do. Otherwise, you just move, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members.
That is my ruling, Mr. Minister. If you're not prepared, you just proceed and move again for the ratification.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, be it resolved that this Honorable House ratify the following agreements which were laid on the table of
order.
This Honorable House on Tuesday, 19th September 2017. 1. Articles of Association Africa 50, Project Finance, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $3 billion and an issued share capital of $632,223,000 adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on the 29th of July 2015. 2. Articles of Association Africa 50 Project Development, a special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $500 million and an issued share capital of $73,791,000 adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on 29th July 2015. 3. Financing agreement, additional financing for the public financial management improvement and consolidation project, and amendments to the original financing agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association, dated 27th July 2017. Credit number 6078 and grant number 5350 SL.
Honorable Members, the question is that this Honorable House ratify the Articles of Association and Agreement which were laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 19th September 2017, as presented by the Minister. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. The ayes are very loud this morning. I'm very happy.
Government motion by the Minister of Finance and Economic Development has been ratified.
Mr. Minister, except you want to continue being with us, you are at liberty to go. Mr. Minister, you are at liberty to leave if you want to. Honourable members, today is a very busy day, very, very busy. We are going to meet again on the food safety bill, as was agreed yesterday. And I'm sure that the Public Accounts Committee also has a very important hearing. So on that note, I am tempted to adjourn the sittings, just waiting on the clerk. So, announcement. SO 23? No, Mr. Adila, okay, just a second. If you give him the mic, he's not going to talk through that mic. Give him the mic.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Ensure that you're very, very brief.
Yeah, I'm going to be very brief. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, 3 weeks ago, I reminded the leadership about the decision taken this parliament. When we are ratifying the Finance Act of 2017, we said on the 25th of August 2017, to be precise, the Minister of Finance should come here and update this parliament and by extension the people of this country about the successes and challenges of that act. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is parliament. Whatever is being agreed upon by this parliament should be adhered to. I'm still requesting that the leadership of this parliament summon the Minister of Finance to explain to us about that bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Your point is noted, and I know for a fact that this House demanded that the Minister should be here, but the 25th of August, I doubt that date, but that will be looked at, but I doubt whether it was specifically mentioned, because I still recollect that I was the one who made that submission. But I will ask that the clerk check the records to confirm whether the 25th of August was specifically mentioned. Mr. Clerk, those of you that were around, you communicate to the clerk. Take note and go back to the records, because I was the one who made that statement on the day. So to confirm that I specifically mentioned the 25th of August of this year, please. No. Please, honorable members, please. Please go back to the records and get back to me ASAP. And any more announcements? If there are none, then I adjourn these sittings. I hope that they are not those announcements that I've been condemning. Proceed, let me hear them.
Announcement. Members of the Committee on Water Resources are invited to a very important meeting to discuss the proposed workshop with Wash Net Sierra Leone. Immediately, Parliament is adjourned. Venue.
That meeting is going to be postponed. Which one is next?
Members of the Committee on Political and Public Affairs are kindly requested to attend a very important meeting immediately after adjournment.
Postponed. That is all. And honorable members, may I reiterate again today, I have requested on several occasions that for this announcement, it's better to get the clerks of the committees to communicate with the members, rather than allowing the clerk to go through some of these announcements. spending more time. It's better for the clerks to be doing these jobs in communicating directly to the membership of the committees. It's easier and far more effective. Please. Honourable members, these sittings are adjourned to Thursday, the 28th of September, 2017.